gonna start with an old song. I got lots of new songs that play up. I'm gonna start with an old one. This is a song I wrote. It was one of the first times I tried to write a song. And it's about 7 years after going to my grandfather's funeral. It took me about 7 years grappling with the idea, but I found his funeral to be incredibly boring and miserable. For a guy that was, you know, a pretty happy bloke, it seemed odd that such an event to celebrate his life would be that way. And I figured he needed something more appropriate. So I wrote him this song. It's called Smile As He Goes Home. We'll be right back. Cause in you, he would die soon and all would be still. Did not know his purpose, if it had been fulfilled. Maybe we're all just living on till we're dead. No meaning is given to the grass. Or maybe the last he sung to the world, like each of his smiles, each angle of ours. His life is spent now, all lining up the dark, like each of us can. We can only be mine, don't pity all. It's a storm to fall in the sun. Oh, in the sun. Doing? Last day, still got energy?
Yeah.
Same. God, yesterday was an incredible day of music. I haven't had such an inspiring day in a while.
And we have
This is a song called First Intentions. This is during my career as a advisor in high school. About my careers advisor and having this conversation, the careers advisor thought of buying a camper van going on the road to bus and play music is a really poor choice of career. But I did it anyway. And I'm having a pretty good time. And anyway, I sort of, along the way, I've grappled a lot with the concept and the idea of ambition. And, you know, like back in high school, I did ancient history, and we learned about those princeps, and, you know, the ones that came after Augustus, Nero, and those guys. And there was this ongoing theme about the danger and the kind of poisonousness of ambition, and how it sort of ruined their objectives as leaders and stuff. And so I kind of had drilled into me that being ambitious could be so dangerous and so deadly, and I am ambitious, and it's hard to cope with it sometimes and put it in its right place. And anyway, I think it needed a song written. Devoted enough stupid thought to it, so I might as well get a song. A song called Fear the Fire. And also, I made a mistake yesterday. I said I had a signing, and I didn't. I'm really sorry. I've got some CDs over there that has this song on it, and if anybody comes up and tells me that, you know, they went over and they were disappointed, then I understand, and I've got a CD for you.
Yeah.
Is everybody in a jump about mood or a contemplate life mood? What about both? It's a new song of mine called Window to the Sky. This has got a video clip for it coming out in the next couple of days. It was a lot of fun making. We'll be right back. went and got these waters before I went on, and there's this amazing message taped up on the fridge from the stage manager, basically saying how, you know, this whole thing of everybody gathering under a tent and being together for music is very multifaceted and involves work from lots and lots of different people. And I want to say a big thank you to the stage manager and the crew and everybody, because their job is you know, built on happiness and joy and being this. They're an amazing bunch here. about washing dishes. This next song is one that I wrote one day when I went up into a northern part of Quebec in Canada. And it's a very beautiful region of Quebec. It's on the coast. And normally when I tour Canada, I don't get much of a chance to see the ocean. So I kind of went for this big drive to find the ocean and see it again, you know, it'd been so long. And it was a 10-minute drive. But in this really, really beautiful spot, I had to drive for 45 minutes to get past all the factories and all the smoke and stuff. And it brought my attention to the fact that there's, you know, there's never a lot of time to mess about in life. And I wrote this song about that on every level. You know, there's like a lot of wonderful things to see. We should just make sure we're all seeing them and thinking about them all. I was walking one day through the big lights, wondering when the world became so tired. Bottles of vodka flashes, the Coca-Cola sign shone like moonlight, and I wondered when the world became so wild. Even the clearing of the streets, it was all tiles. Dimmed the corners, stood a tree in a cage. And in the screen on the side of the skyscraper stood a war child, nestled in amongst the stocks, the shares, and the sports scores of the day. Somebody say it's a snare drum, it probably is.
Churchill.
This is what we call a sort of unexpected interlude. Thank you.
another one more song for you. It's been a real, real pleasure being back here again this year. Thank you for coming down early and singing the part. I got quite a few different CDs for sale, and I got vinyl for the first time ever, which is kind of cool, with a couple of new songs. I have a signing at 2 o'clock. I know it's on. Come and say hi. I'd love to see you and chat with you all. And I hope you have a wonderful day. If you're a fan of the one-man band thing, a good friend of mine and somebody I really look up to in terms of what he's able to do with his feet these days is a guy called Sean Kirk, and he starts somewhere over there in half an hour, so go and check him out. Thanks again for having me. Happy Easter, happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday.